We will continue as we started the last weeks. What we are doing, you remember what we are doing? What we are doing, what I said the last weeks, what I tried to explain to you. Please, can you sit down here, please? Come here. Thank you. Someone tell me, what I'm trying to tell you the last weeks, last few weeks, what I tried to explain to you. Exactly the order of the liturgy, what we are saying, what we are praying, what we are doing, everything in the liturgy. We try to explain that. Very good. So I resume only in 1 minute what we said. We start at night. The liturgy starts from the night, from yesterday, should be. What the first thing that we have to pray? Yes? Vesper praises. Very good. So first thing, Vesper praises, and after that, we pray. Before that, we have prayed first the Vesper praises, and after that, what we have to pray after the Vesper praises? Yes. Vespers, exactly. Very good. So Vesper praises. So, Vesper praises in first, and after that we have Vesper. After Vesper, what we have to pray? The midnight praises. Okay, so we finish at night all that what we are praying. The prayers we finish already. So, in the morning, what Abuna, what he's doing? When he going to the church, he prays some psalms. But once he enters the church, what he's doing? Yeah, exactly. Worship 3 times before the altar. And after that, he open what? Open the altar? Open what? Yes. The curtain. Very, very good. Okay. And he opened this and he start to pray the matins. Then we pray the matin in the morning. First things in the matin is what? First thing that pray in the matin. Like the Vesper, exactly. The first thing. Someone else, Morning prayer. What we have to pray? Morning prayer. We said before the matin, as we said before the last time. Okay, but we have another thing too. We have after that we pray the Thanksgiving. Okay, so you remember the last week, we say together we worship the Father than the Son, right? We remember or not? We'll say two, three parts from it together, and after that I will continue for what we are doing, the order of the liturgy. Let's say together from the screen. We worship the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Hail to the church and the house of the angels. Hail to the Virgin who gave birth to our Savior. Hail to Gabriel, who announced to their God good news. Hail to Michael, the archangel. Hail to the 24 presbyters. Hail to the cherubim. Hail to the seraphim. Hail to all the hosts of the heavens. Hail to John the great Forerunner. Hail to the 12 apostles. So we praying all together the morning praises. And after that we start the matin. We start by the Thanksgiving. Abuna opened the curtain. And so after that he starts to pray the matin all as we said before. We finish now. So we finish the matin and we finish everything. After that, we have to do. Yes, exactly. Before Egbeya, what we have, what the deacons do? What the deacons are doing? You saw the deacon when we finish the matin, what we have to do, the deacon? What the deacon have to do? Huh?
Yes.
Huh?
I can. No, we finished already the matin, or we finished already everything. No, the deacon now, they have to wear their tonias. After we finish the matin, we have to finish everything. We have to wear our tonias, right? Or not? Okay. So because the girls are outside, so all the deacons, they have the boys, they have to go inside and they are around Abuna. And Abuna blessed the tonia three times in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so after that, we wear the tonias. We, during that, we have to pray, or we have to sing one of the amazing also two hymn. You know what is it exactly or not? This one is on the screen. We worship the Father, the light. We are singing in Coptic when we're singing Ten Osh. This is the starting of this one. While we are saying that, it's exactly like, as I said before, why we are wearing a white. Someone tell me. I told you that last week. Why we are wearing white inside the church? Huh? From the girls now. Focus. Sit down here. Sit down here, please. So, why we are wearing white inside the church, the deacon and Abuna? Yes. Exactly. Perfect. Perfect. Yes, because we are like angels. We are inside the church as angels. The house of the angel, as I said to you. So we are wearing a tonia, and while that we are singing this hymn, we worship the Father of light and His only begotten Son and the Spirit, the Paraclete, the Trinity, one in essence. And we say in Coptic, Ten Osh. You see how it's soft. Like we are worshiping, we worship the God the Father. And while we are like angels, then osh te'emev yom, like exactly we are soft him. So we are starting now the real, that all we are like angels, and we will start to pray all together. So after we wearing the tonia, what we are praying else after that? All the deacons go outside, and what we are praying? As you said before, you said something. The Agbaya, exactly. So we pray the Agbaya, we pray the Psalms, we pray, if it's fasting, like Wednesday and Thursday, Wednesday or Friday, as we said before. Why Wednesday we are fasting? You remember that? Yes. Yeah, we remember when Judas betrayed Jesus Christ, and on Friday, yes. Yes, Jesus was crucified. Perfect. So during the fasting, we are praying the third, sixth, and ninth hour. If it's not, we are not fasting, we are praying only the Psalms of the third and the sixth hour only. So after that, we finish all the Agbaya. What we have to do? Read on the screen. The first one is what? Offering the lamp. The first one is offering the lamp. So we're starting now offering the lamp. What we have to do? Can I borrow like three deacons? Yes, one, two, three. Anyone? Come three. Okay. We stay here. No. Stand here. Okay. So now I will show you what we are doing when we are offering, or when we are offering the lamp. Can someone give me one of the baskets? Empty that's here. I want a small one empty. Yeah, put it all here. Put it all here. Quickly. Thank you. Perfect. Give me three only. Yes. Okay. Okay. Someone hold that. Okay. See here. Perfect. Okay. Can I have? Yes, perfect. Yes. This one is here. You have another one, small one. It's no problem. It's okay.
So this is what we are doing, starting offering the lamp. Now Abuna will start to choose from the Orban here. For example, we have how many Orban I have to put it here in the basket? Two? Four? And I have to from how many? Yes. Seven? Yes? Yes, exactly, any order, exactly. So I have to put three. I can put one, right? It's odd number, right? Why not? Okay, it's logic. How I will choose one from one? So I can. So I have to put in the basket 3, 5, 7, 9, or 11. So I will choose from one from all these Orban. So I open this basket like that, and I have three deacons in front of me. One hold the basket of the Orban, and one hold the wine, which will be the holy blood, and the other one hold the water on my left. So after that, I'm looking to the Orban, be sure that it's well done first, and I have to be sure that everything is good in the Orban, so I start. So outside, all the deacons, they started to sing Kyrie Eleison. How many we are singing Kyrie Eleison together? Yes. Exactly 41. Exactly 41. Yes, 41 times we are singing Kyrie Eleison together. So I say, Lord, hear us and have mercy on us and forgive our sins. And so the deacon start to pray Kyrie Eleison. While that, what I'm doing? Look to me. I take the wine and I smell it. I have to be sure that this is good, because sometimes it's not smell good. So I have to smell it very well. So I'm sick. I can't smell it very well. So I go to the in front of me another deacon, smell it. So if he's good, he has to say good and precious. So he has to say to me, good and precious. So I'm not sure again. So I go to the other deacon and say, so he say to me, good and precious. So maybe it's not, I'm not sure. So I go to the other also deacon and he smell it. So he say, good and precious. So we are four. So be sure, we have to be sure that this wine is good. It smelled good too. So after that, I take it in my hand. And I pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen, and do it three times on the Orban, three times by holding this one. And so after that, I give it again to the deacon. Now I have to choose the Orban. How I choose it? I have to do a cross by my hand, like that. Yeah. Okay, you know what should be on the Orban?
What should be on Orban?
Let's see. Yes. No, no, I mean on the Orban here. There is a stamps here on the Orban. When I'm through the Urbana, the best one,
should be in the circle, good circle. Why circle? Oh, can I ask why are we are doing the urban and circle?
Yes. Exactly. Because God, he has no start and no end.
Tell me in the circle where we have to start and when we have to end. It's a circle. So there is no start and no end. You can't start from here. No, there is no start and no end. This is a circle. That's why we are doing Urbana in circle. What else should be on top of Urbana? Huh?
Yes.
Why five? Oh, no one knows. Why five? Okay. Yes. The five? It's one of it. There's another thing, too. What Jesus Christ here? What happened? Yes. Yeah, what is that? The five? Yes. Yes, exactly. What the name? Five? Yes. Yes, exactly. So there is five inheritance of Jesus Christ. We have to know that. That's why we are doing the five dot here. Okay, very good. What else? There is, in the middle, cross. Exactly. What is the middle of cross? What is a cross? Jesus. Exactly. Perfect. So Jesus Christ, here, the big cross. There is another thing, too. Huh. 12 small crosses. So,
we have here to know, to understand. Should be circle.
Urbana should be a circle. Because Jesus Christ, he has no start and no end. Also, we have the five dots here. And it's the five injuries of Jesus Christ, big cross of Jesus Christ, and the 12 small crosses around, the 12 apostles. They are the 12 apostles too. There's another thing too, should be. There is small letters, it's written here. Holy God, Holy Mighty, this is what we are writing here on over all the Urbana. So when I'm choosing the Urbana.
It has to be perfect. So it has to be
perfect. So I have to choose, should be circle. I have to look also to the cross. Yes, it's good. I have to look also to the small crosses, the letters inside, everything. So I have to look very well to Urbana and I choose Urbana. After that, I take the wine, and I put it in my finger like that, and I do the cross on all the other urbans, all the other urbans. Like I'm blessing also the urbans, not only the urbana that I chose it. No, I also bless all the urbans too. So and after that, I take it in my hand. Something also different. I clean it, because I have to clean also to the urban. It has to be clean. So I take it inside, and after that...
So I have to clean the urbana by the napkin like that. Okay, and after that I do the cross by the wine on the top, and I do the cross on over all the other urbans. So after that I go inside. I finish now. And the deacon who has in his hand the water.
He has to give me some water in my hand, yes? Okay.
And I put the water on top of the urbana and I clean it again by the water. What is symbol of? Yes. Exactly, Jesus Christ when he got baptized. So I'm doing the same also too with Urbana as Jesus Christ who was baptized. And after that I put, now at that moment, I put my hand on the Urbana and I remember everyone is telling me, remember me, Abuna, in your prayers. At that moment. At that moment, there is one of also all the deacons outside, they are praying him named Al-Urban. It's his name, Alleluia. Okay? While Abuna is remember all the names. For example, if you tell Abuna, Abuna, please remember be on the altar, this moment when Abuna is putting his hands on the Urbana and he is praying and remember everyone. He's remember the church, remember the Pope Tawadros, all the bishops, and also he remember also to the service, remember everyone. He's telling him, please Abuna, remember me on the altar. And after that I put the napkin on the Urbana and I started to pray. Next week, I'll tell you what we are praying after I finish, after I remember all the names. We will say after that what we will pray the next time. So we have to remember today what is the Urbana should be and how Abuna is choosing the Urbana to. What is the Urbana should be perfect and why it should be perfect? Because I'm choosing the perfect one, Jesus Christ. He has no sin. He is perfect. Also too. That's why as a symbol of Jesus Christ. So we remember that for what we are doing. Next week, God willing, we will continue for the order of the liturgy. As I said, now we will pray the creed of the church. And we have to stand up all. Stand up. And we will pray together the creed by loud voice. Please stand up.
The Father, the Pantocrator, creator of an unseen unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son.
By whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead, according to the scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father.
By the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. He spoke by the prophets. And one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism to the remission of sins.
We look for the
resurrection of the dead, the life of the age to come.
Schlein.
Ebibros of Kista.
Is more than a posse.
Never
O God.